Welcome back to True Healing with Robert Morse, ND. On today's podcast, from Q&A 567, now available on YouTube, Dr. Morse will discuss high blood pressure, digestive enzymes, raw honey, and silent acid reflux. For additional information, please review show notes. Remember to smile, encourage others, and love, because your journey to Wellville starts right now.
Paradise. I'm in paradise. Coconuts for everybody. Look at these babies. And this is from one tree. Take a look at that. Look at this. Look at this baby. I've got. Look at this baby. Look at this thing. Oh my God. Hang on, babies. I'll be with you. Man, my God, you guys made a mess of my desk. Give me a minute. Oh, man. Hello, my dear ones. We got a little construction going on, so you might hear a little sawing in the background. That's my son putting in a flooring. We got a lot of moving going on. All right, where's the toe? We got to show the daily toe. Ye of little faith, as I say. You know, we got a lot of... A lot of people out there going on some of these deeper programs, and they're worried about their loved ones on this. And this is another reason that I've been doing this toe in front of you, to give you those of little faith about what's going on in a human body. If I can see here this, because I love to show this one picture because it's really apropos. Okay, so this is still on its road to getting well. This is not one of the first pictures, but it gives you an idea of what we were dealing with and why they wanted to remove it, right? And remember, this guy's a diabetic. I don't think this is even today's. There's even one better than this. Oh, yeah, where's today's toe? All right, where'd you go? Oh, here we go. No, this is not today's either. Well, I'm going to have to find that for you because, you know what, I think I left it out in my truck. And so I will go get it here in a minute. I want to show you what's going on. Matter of fact, take 2 seconds. I'll be right back. Now let's look at the toe. All right, so you just saw where it was, and let me show you where it is right now. Swelling coming out, all of that coming out of there. Now, remember, we're coming from a worse position than this. I dig down through these pictures into a position of this. We're doing pretty good, aren't we? And what type of protein have we been using to give those amino acids and give all that power, all that protein to rebuild that? What food are we using to do that? Fruit only. Fruit protein only. So for you biochemists out there, you can explain it for me. But this is amazing. Let's see what his blood pressure is. Left arm 120 over 79. Right arm 123 over 80. Right arm, right foot. So when you look at this, the right arm is 80. So he still has kidney issues big time. That 80 is kidney. and that would you. So I hope this doesn't bother you too much to have that in there, sawing in the background. He'll be done here in a minute. But when you have 80 diastolic, 80 diastolic is too high. You want 60. 60 to 65 is perfect. So that tells you right there that the right kidney is a problem. That's the right foot. And the left is not too far off because it's 79. And there was a lot of edema in that foot, in that leg even, and that ankle when we started this, if you remember. If you go back here to some of these pictures, well, here's a swollen foot right back there. See how swollen that was at one time? And here's even back further, a little more swelling going on in that. Right? And we could take it on back to, here's a gruesome one. All right, look at all that. Right? Well, here's one even more. Take a look at that. All right, so he's built this up. His body has literally eliminated. And what you're seeing here is the elimination of bone tissue, no matter what kind, that is necrotic or that the body doesn't need. Out you go. Now, he has an exit point there on that toe to do that, right? Now, we've detoxified people in needing to get it done quicker, and the skin just open up and ooze pus and sewage. And in fact, I had a guy, I told you, a little area in his belly button opened up, and a tumor popped out. And I'd show you that tumor, but we laid it on the lab, and the lady cleaning our lab at the time threw it away, thought it was nothing. It was like, you threw my tumor away. But that's pretty good. Now, he's down to 5 units, and his blood sugar is 100, basically 105. So I need him to pop off of that 5 units, no matter what he sees in blood sugar, pop off of that. Get off of the insulin, let the body start regenerating its own insulin, and start moving that way. 5 units is nothing. We never give any insulin in the hospital with 105 blood sugar. Even 200. 200 may be the tipping point. But that's pretty good, don't you think? Now, I've got some more congratulations going on here. I what do I hear here? Who is this? Cindy? Who is Cindy? I'll tell you who Cindy is. Take a look at this. Is that not too cool? It's available in German. I said, write your books. This is Cindy Farmer. Sweet. I'm telling you, anytime you can teach the kids, bring your awareness up on this planet, oh my God, because there is going to be a time where it's going to swing. If the planet stays, it'll swing. And this is so cool. I am proud of you, Cindy. I am so proud of you. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Man, I love this. Because you are changing the world. You guys are changing this world and making it better. Look around. People are going nuts. We don't go nuts. We become strong. We become truthful. We become honest. We are the God people. I mean, if we don't, who else is going to do it? Your neighbor? No, you. And your life will be a ton better, let me tell you. Let me see what all I got going here. What do you want me to... Yeah, more pictures. I got a lot of pictures of this toe. Just progression after progression after progression. And it is just some of the amazings in my world. I love to see that. I knew... Now, remember, the end of July is an Arnold Errett special. I don't know what you would call it, a big expo or whatever, a big rally in Ohio, Arnold Errett. Arnold Errett was a fruititarian. Had a sanitarium, almost like back in the day, remember Battle Creek Sanitarium? That's right. And who was the doctor of the day? Dr. Harvey Kellogg. Of Kellogg's cereal fame, right? Even Dr. Graham of the Graham Cracker fame. There was Dr. Graham. And of course, these are medical doctors, I think, and trying to come out something healthy for people, you know, not realizing grains and stuff like that. I think, wasn't it Anthony Hopkins played that when they did a movie around that, the Battle Creek Sanitarium? I think they were doing yogurt enemas or something back then. really funny stuff. But, you know, people were always seeking the answers to health, always looking for it. Ponce de Leon was seeking the fountain of youth. And the way I hear it is the horse was eating it all along. All right, how are we doing out there, guys? We've got, yeah, I've got this one. I'm going to do a private video to this. This wife is concerned about her husband, who is very focused on this program. And he's got keloids, and he wants to get rid of these keloids. And you do have to dig deep, and you got to go. And she's worried about his health. The family's worried about his health. And it's like, really? When you start eating fruits, berries, and melons, you're eating some of the top nutritional foods on the planet. You know, the problem is most people have been brainwashed to think grains, beans, dead animal meat is healthy in any way, shape, or form. It can put fat on a skinny person. Grains, why do we give grains to cattle, especially the last month before we take them in and get them slaughtered? We put them on corn, right, or some other grain. Why? Fatten them up for market. We want to marble that meat, right? You don't marble the meat out in eating grass. Grass-fed meat isn't marbled with that. Why? Because you're eating nutrition and protein and all the nutrition right from grass. It's not a heavy carbon base. I mean, everybody goes about fructose and how bad fructose is. You know what? You have souls on this planet that come up with the bull crap stuff that affects thousands of others. I wonder what kind of karma. I've always wondered about that. When you've got a soul that comes up and is instrumental in affecting millions of people in a diverse or a wrong way, how bad is the karma? You know, that's what you got to be careful. Your actions go out and affect everybody around you one way or another. You come in my office, I can tell you what mood you're in. I can tell you all kinds of things about yourself. Because you wear it like you wear your clothes. You know, you wear your attitudes, your love, your hate. You wear all of that. You wear your thoughts. You wear all of that. We can watch them. Because that's the world you live in. Can't wait to cut those coconuts. Holy crap. And I've got a whole load more. That's from one tree. Lychee's out the butt. And where do I bring you the, let me take a minute, the incredible mangoes that are about, well, my son said they're about this big right now on the tree. And it's like, I got to get over there. These are the Valencia Pride. All right. You know these? People hand me stuff to read, and I apologize if I don't get to it. Oh, this is beautiful. Thanks. All right, so I don't know if I've answered this one before, but let me, since these are sitting right here on my desk, toe update, I got that. Well, let me hold this. I'm going to talk to him. And, okay. All right. Hey, beautiful human. Hey, beautiful humans. I stopped taking my high blood pressure meds 2 weeks ago as I heard how bad they are for me, and my blood pressure still was still high, so they were not working. I think I read this one anyway. Isn't that funny? And you know what's another thing is not funny, but not funny? You're going to go in and go to a medical doctor. You might have high blood pressure because you're in his office. You know, just the smell of chemicals and stuff can give your blood pressure go soaring, and just the thought of a needle or anything else, and then they generally carry bad news with them. I mean, as a rule. So, you know, most people's blood pressure soar like a banshee when they go into a medical doctor. So then they throw you on a blood pressure medication, then they say, bye, see you next year, or see you in 6 months. You don't want to do that. That's not smart. Especially if you're one that's taking care of themselves. You start cleaning the kidneys out, and the blood pressure starts going down nicely. I've said my take on that is you always want to back up. If you have super high blood pressure, and like her case, it didn't matter anyway. Blood pressure pills didn't work. They were high when she took them, and that's when you get into some serious problems. Taking chemicals that can have, there is not a pharmaceutical that I know of that does not have some serious adverse effects. The last couple of days, I've been with my granddaughter. We've been watching TV, and we've been looking at the pharmaceutical ads. And I said, just look at the depth of the problems. And they've got some new pharmaceuticals out. And I mean, my God, when you... And they're getting real tricky in how they articulate the symptoms or the side effects. So be careful there. I mean, of course they're going to be a little tricky with it. But anything you have, I'll tell you, the only one you have to worry about, honestly, is truly going to be steroids. Because steroids are so suppressive to the lymphatic system. And remember, you're suppressing a lymphatic system that is suppressed already. It is already in a state of agglomeration, a state of a cationic state. So, I mean, just look at the symptoms of what cationic means and take a look. You know, in chemistry, just look what the symptoms of acids, if acids would accumulate in tissue, what that would give you, what that would mean, what kind of symptoms you would have. And there's always your answers, because there's only two sides of chemistry. And no matter what you say, and no matter how intellectual you are, there's only two sides of chemistry. And if you're looking into the nano levels and you forget that, or you're working in these theories, I was talking this morning to someone about how science is, generally pharmaceutical science though, they get into these super nano levels, and they claim there's nano level issues involved in the in this new vaccine. So all these nano levels, who, and my opinion is, they don't even know what subatomic is, hardly, let alone nano or subnano. I mean, you can't even see these levels hardly, and it's like to make some type of theory out of that is ridiculous, number one. You can only report what you see, especially in these levels like that. But you can't always forget the overriding principle of the guy driving the horses, right? The team of horses, or the Wells Fargo stagecoach, right? The guy driving is the directing the pathways of chemistry here and everything else. And there's basically one driver. If I reduce that down, I'm going to say you. But if I expand it the other way, who am I going to say? So you can drop off the blood pressure medication. If none of them's working, why use it anyway? But remember, blood pressure is kidney adrenals. Bottom kidneys, top adrenals. It's just how they are in the body. Oh, similarities everywhere. Interesting. Hope you guys are safe and good. We are all good, man. I want to thank you for your unstoppable help spreading the truth. Thanks. I hope so, guys. But with your help, this is a case of the IBS. I think I went over these. Maybe I forgot to give her these. Oh, yeah, I answered this earlier. What about chicken broth? Remember, when you cook down meat, what do you get? Urine. I mean, you got dying cells. You're not chronic putrefactive tissue, and you're cooking it down and eating, going yummy, 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 and making a broth out of it and thinking it's nutritious. You know, even Richard Schultz has this broth. All right, you know what? It's more of a emotional stabilizing broth, if you ask me. It's not. I mean, just remember, when you heat, you're adding acid into the equation. And what happens in an acidic medium? What happens to the electrons orbiting? Right. So we're burning up the electrolytes, and as we take that toll, we're creating acidosis. And as you create acidosis, you know what electrolytes left, basically calcium. And so that's what gets pulled out of your joints. But the interesting thing is that, again, when you're pulling it out of matrix and it gets into the acidic medium again, what creates matrix in the first place? Calcium and phosphorus, right? So you're rebonding something you're leaching. You know, so this is why you see bone spurs, things like that. You're leaching the very calcium out in acidic medium, but why would the body leach calcium? Because pH changes, radical pH changes, affects everything. From methylation to everything you can imagine. We've been studying in Pat's class about, you know, the intracellular organelles and all the life within the cell. All of those things are directly affected as acidosis develops on the outside of the cell. Remember, this is why the cell membrane wall And the cytoplasm has to be in a negative charge or in an alkaline slurry to maintain that. And I've often said, maybe this new research with the phase four water is simply more of an acidic medium developing within the within the cytoplasm. I mean, we got to look at all that, because there is stagnation. Science right now doesn't consider stagnation an issue. They don't look at acidosis. They're trying to find some bizarre thing that deals with diseases so they can put their finger on it to back up all the people they've been killing over this. They got to find something to verify that, and they can't, because it's a theory that doesn't hold anything scientific to it. And that's why they're always saying, you guys aren't scientific to us naturopaths. Well, naturopathy is the science of nature, boys. That's who we are. We are the science of nature. Granted, there's not the best naturopathic schools on the planet teaching that, but that's who we are. If there's a naturopath out there that doesn't know chemistry and physics, you better start learning, because very much a part of that. We are the sciences of this planet, but we're in the appropriate, truthful sides of science on this planet. Remember that. Remember, there's university and pharmaceutical science. And I don't think the two come together real well. Oh yeah, this is a question about the honey. If I recommend that much honey. What was it, 18 to 35 ounces of honey? Whew, honey? You got a lot of honey, baby. That's a lot of honey. Nature's simple sugars, but Why consume that level of energy and nutrition? Your body can't use it. You know, the other thing you got to realize is the usability, if I could use a simple word, the usability of the nutrition you're eating. And what out of that nutrition, the bottom line to nutrition, the bottom line to all these individual constituents, what is the bottom line? So remember in past class, what's the bottom line to ATP? AMP and ADP, right? Energy. The releasing of energy. Because energy is life itself. Life itself is pure energy, defined at this level in chemistry and form. But break up that chemistry and form and we go back to pure energy again. Yeah. Leave your body and you're going back to your real, who you really are, pure, your pure energy. But the interesting thing is, you're looking wrong. You are energy looking down into creation. We tend to look from the little side to the big side. Don't look that way. You're fooling yourself. Oh, my name is Daisy. I like Daisy. And in fact, I used to eat daisies out of the field. And I'm 22 years young. Young. I don't know where else to turn to, but something you say makes sense, so you are my last hope. Oh, God. Poor thing already. Crap. I need to load up on this one, honey. I have been struggling with abdominal pain ever since January of this year. I started the new year with a keto diet, and I think you can guess that didn't go well. Yeah. You know, I try to tell you guys, you know, these type of things are put out by people that don't know their butt from a hole in the ground. Sorry, kids. But, and I know people are just trying to find the answers. But we have them, and it's time we get them out there more and more and more, and save a lot of people from these things. These keto diets, these, caveman diet crap and stuff like that. Like it or not, we're islanders. No matter where you live, if you're up there in Alaska with those young guys, you know, the new generation Alaskans are trying to survive out there. Realistically, not too many people can do that. You know, humans nowadays in that young age group doesn't have the stamina, number one. That dude that was overseas, he's pretty tough dude. But you got a couple guys there that they don't look too burly at all. That's life below zero there. And the new generation. But not too many people. And that's an oxymoron diet. And most of your diet is protein. Well, your health doesn't last. And with those kids there, their genetics are weaker. They're not going to live long. they're going to see a lot of problems and abdominal problems like this, bowel problems. So by the end of the month, I had severe pain in the upper right, upper right abdominal, abdomen, and terrible constipation. Yeah, you know, I'm telling you guys, there's nothing like raw fruits, berries, melons, and salads. You know, guacamoles and stuff like that. I know we get clued in, and I like some cooked vegetables sometimes. Sometimes I just get the craving, I want mashed potatoes, I want corn on the cob, I want green beans, I want big sliced tomatoes. I grew up on that. And I like that once in a while. It's kind of like, maybe I'm going through a hard week. I go, I need to have some of that, you know. But by far, my diet is fruits, berries, melons, and salads. Fruits, berries, melons, and salads. Because if I don't, or I do too much protein, I feel it. And if you have inflammation or acidosis somewhere where the tissues are breaking down, and you eat protein, that's just what you get. Man, protein, remember I told you about the medical doctor? Came into class one day, severe pain in his right kidney. And he's been on the fruit, and he went on the herbs, and got out of pain within a couple of days, totally out of pain. Fourth, fifth day on the class, they did a raw food kitchen. I gave him Giuliano's meatloaf. Went down on his knees almost in pain. I said, Doc, that's just nuts. That's protein. And protein, you'll see it, you'll learn it, exacerbates pain. I've been doing this 50 years. And I can just tell you. And look at Arnold Arendt, for you Arnold Arendt fans. Look at that cutting experiment he gave them. Go all on fruit, cut yourself. It won't bleed. It'll heal in a day or two. You won't even know it. I've been there, done it. And some of you have written me the same thing. All right? Add some vegetables. Just add some vegetables. About to do the same thing. Cut yourself with a knife or razor blade. Sounds bizarre, but, you know, it's an experiment. You know, not really bizarre using humans and vaccines that have never been tested before that kills every animal that used them before. It's not any bizarre than that. Then add protein. Or you could be an intermediary, add cooked food in there, right? And then add your protein and then cut yourself and see if that don't hurt, pus up and take a week to heal or more. The more acidic you are, the more pain, the more neural pain, the more it takes to heal. Look at these decubituses and these hospitals feeding these poor people all these acid, crappy food. Their decubituses never heal. They keep packing. Come on. It is so unreal, unhealing in hospitals. It's not even real. I spent 5 years of my life and probably 60 to 80 hour work weeks. Any of you nurses that went in the hospitals, you know how they rock. They understaff themselves and then they work their people to death. I know ER docs that spent 40 hours. The warrior in me, I like this lady already. The warrior in me decided to try and tough it out to see if it goes away. Nah, don't be that kind of warrior, because if you don't do anything, everything stays the same. No, everything does not stay the same, guys. If you continue the same path, it gets worse and worse. Nothing is static, not really in nature. At some micro level, there's always activity. So nothing ever stays the same, and depending which pH side you're jumping on really does depend upon what effect you're going to experience. I might have to cut this off early. So it didn't, and eventually I started to get random pains all over my gut area. Right, that does sound like colon and GI tract right off. Because when you're over up in here, you're looking at gallbladder, you're looking at liver, right? But you're also looking at colon wrapping around up in here too. Straight away, maybe you're looking at small bowels. But when you start to feel that all over, that's interstitial. So generally, as a rule, of those that know iridology, as a rule, you're not seeing just one part of the colon or small bowel agglomerated. Lymphatically speaking, you're seeing the whole GI tract. That's that rope or that ribbon that they refer to in iridology that doesn't know as the autonomic nerve wreath. We tell you that is the actual bowel wall, the actual colon wall that you see there, and even the small bowel. How thick is that rim? You know, and that's how thick your lymphatic stagnation is. Well, the thicker, the more acidic. So then you see polyps popping out or in. So they go in, you know, colonoscopy and cut off your polyps. This is just tumors. And when you get so agglomerated in an area, things are going to expand, right? Edema and all this. You're learning that with Pat's class, osmosis and stuff like that. But you remember, you're going to get little humps and bumps, like little pimples and stuff. What are those? What's these little pimples? What's a cyst? What's a tumor? Those aren't systems that are moving well. These are systems that are stagnant, and you're building up, and they're forming pustules, or they're forming tumors, or whatever. What system is doing that? Because there's only two that you can blame. Oh my God, there's only two. Just put on the broken record. Lymphatic system. This is lymph trash. Lymph trash. And where's the eliminative organs for that system? The kidneys, the three kidneys. Oh, I guess I didn't have A and P. There's only two kidneys, right? Skin, third kidney. But where's the eliminative organs in the blood system? There is none. So what does that mean? When you see eliminative organs in the body and they're not tied to the blood, I mean, the blood might dump in a little of their waste in the kidneys, but what's the main organ in the body that cleans the blood? And it's a lymphoid organ. Spleen. Your spleen. That cleans the blood and refurbishes the blood cells. It's where your platelets are. Well, at least that's one of their thoughts. White blood cells. Now this is the lymph system. This is your immune system. Pure and simple. And if you're a naturopath, don't understand it. I understand a medical doctor don't understand it. I get that. But a naturopath should know the immune system. The warrior in me decided, yeah, I got all that. You poor thing. Everything kept getting worse, which led me to my first ER visit. They did a CT scan where there's more radiation in there. So what's happening is she's burning there, right? But she's burning, extracellular to intracellular, right? And then it builds up intracellular. Right? So now the CAT scan burned her intracellular to the outside. I mean, this is crazy stuff, but you got to understand what's going on. Radiation burns you from the inside. That's why you see all the virus. Generally, you don't know that your cells are being destroyed in this world of 5Gs and in this world of X-rays and all this. Thank God digital is around, you know. Oh, wow. They diagnosed her with terminal islanditis, which they said was inflammation of the small intestines. Okay, so it's not just the small intestines, dear. It's your colon too. And that's the interstitial spaces. It's not terminal. You have to get this system hydrated so you can get some fluidity with it. But this system has eliminative organs tied to it. The blood does not. So what do we have to do? If we see stagnation in the body, wouldn't you normally first go to the eliminative organs? Right. So you're going to go to the urine, right? All right, first you're going to go to the urine. Let's look at the urine. Where's all the stuff that's supposed to be in there that's coming out of my body? It's clear. I don't know. Medical doctor says it's supposed to be clear. My body's supposed to retain all the metabolic waste that it makes. Dumb butt. I mean, that's bad. That's real bad. All right, so now you're not sweating? Is that why you have a rash on your skin and why you have eczema or psoriasis? Because you're not sweating? Well, what would sweating do? Well, why would we sweat? Elimination. We have 100 trillion cells, roughly. Give or take a few trillion, depends on who's guessing. All right, so let's go on down here and see what's happened to her. Round of antibiotics. You know, that drives me friggin' insane. Let's give her a round of antibiotics because that inflammation is bacterially caused. That is ignorance that's even compounded even more. And that's where you get into trouble because now You're going to kill the little babies that help bring that pH a little more comfortable for you. Like I said, when you see systemic lupus, Lyme's, arthritis, you guys have probably had some antibiotics enough in your life to kill your bacteria in your lymph nodes, because you're feeling full bore 3 pH. And that isn't fun. That hurts. That's painful. And when it's all through you, you can imagine years of this, what it does to your psychic. That's why people get ratted out like crazy. They're willing to take the steroids, anything. Because no one's telling them the simplicity of chemistry, what side they're on, what foods are exacerbating this, what foods can take it away from you, because your lifestyle is your exacerbator. Your genetics set you off, your mom set your lymph system, and now you're driving your car. What chemistry are you using to take your car, physical body, down the road? What you were taught, the mind is nothing but a programmable instrument. So you're just doing what you were programmed. Your awareness, though, is beyond programmed. But you sometimes the mind is so controlling, you can't look from yourself. So you work on that. That's why I keep telling you guys, be in the now, work in the now. Be the observer instead of the thinker. All right. So sadly, through that and all that, my symptoms only got worse. Oh yeah, and if you don't be careful, they'll run you all the way to bowel removal. Next few days, and now I know it was the antibiotics. I was so fatigued I couldn't walk. Yeah, they slammed your lymph system. I couldn't feel my face. Jesus Christ, you guys, you understand how important you guys are? Look at this poor thing. They gave her antibiotics now, probably gave her Cipro. And then that didn't kill her, so they were probably working her way up to vancomycin to see if that would. I mean, this just makes me sick to my stomach. She couldn't feel her face. I was shaking and dry heaving through the nights. God. Oh, my God. 22 years old. You know, the truth needs to come out, guys. And I developed severe breathing problems on top of everything else. So I went to the ER again, and all they did was do a bunch of tests. Yeah, because they don't have a brain. X-ray scans, and you name it. Of course, very familiar. Lived in that cold, dark world a long time. They couldn't find anything and sent me home with nausea medication. Hello, there's the medical world for you guys, right here. As it was spelled right out, that's your medical doctor right there. That's your one. And you want me to work with them? How can I work with them when that's how they are. They think this is smart and we're stupid. I want to see how many can build a toe like that. They want to cut it off. I followed up with my general doctor and finally they diagnosed me with silent acid reflux. Oh. I got it. And sent me home with a whatever that crap is, and didn't end up taking it because I knew it was just a temporary fix to a bigger problem. You were right, honey. That's your spirituality speaking through. A problem that nobody seems to want to spend the time figuring it out. When you do not understand the lymphatic system, that's it. That's where we live. And that's true with naturopaths too, and I hate to tell you that, and homeopaths and everybody else, chiropractors too. If you do not understand the lymphatic system, you do not understand your profession to the max that you can and what you can do with your profession. That's why I'm building this school. I'm only going to have professors that know their stuff, or let me train them so they can know their stuff. Because you got to know your stuff. You got to know why. You got to know about chemistry. You got to know why things happen. And you got to know about the lymphatic system. If you don't know, then it's like the medical doctor. They just threw, you don't know. Let's test her out the butt. Maybe a test will show us. They can't think on their own. It's like using a calculator. You use a calculator so much, and then I say, what's 2 plus 2? Wait a minute. A month has passed since then, and fortunately my symptoms mostly went away, but a few days ago they have resurfaced. This time I have sharp, gnawing pain in my upper left and right abdomen, troubles breathing again, loss of appetite, burping gas, and mucus in the back of my throat. All right, so you know by now, by reading this site, you got to get your butt up on raw foods, right? So you want to go on fruit, but here's the problem. You want to stay away from acid fruits. You're on fire, honey. You're on fire. You're burning up. And you want to stop that. So you need hydration. Hydration occurs with fruits, berries, melons, and vegetables. That's it. That's it. Hydration only occurs under those few foods. All right? So you want to get on these herbs. You want to go after those kidneys, honey. Go after those kidneys. What else you want to bump up? The adrenals, right? Your shortness of breath, right? They're bringing you down. They're bringing your life and health down. And that's how people die under their care. They bring you down. They don't bring you up. So you want to get your kidneys filtering. You want to turn on those adrenal glands. Get your neurotransmitters up there so you can breathe better, right? Use those neurolymphatic points. Start working and moving everything. Go on an all fruit. Use fresh made applesauce with cinnamon in it. I want you to get our stomach tea and start sipping on it and drinking it throughout the day. Or some type of marshmallow slippery elm tea. Start drinking it. Thank God, nature, thank you, has all kinds of goody tools for us to help soothe acids or anti-inflammatory, but that's a wrong way to say it, because that's a curse to inflammation. Inflammation is trying to help you. It's a body going, whoa, we gotta help. We gotta get this out of here. What do we have to get out of here? Proteins, acids. And another thing, when you're suffering like this, girl, what food do you not want to eat? Proteins. You eat proteins, beans, grains, or meats, you're not going to be happy, and you're going to end up with some resections or colon removals. You know, this is serious stuff here. And of course, what's taking place with her? You think she has good absorption? Hell no, she's got malabsorption. Well, I can tell you already, since her whole gut is involved, what else is? Over here on the right, we got Mr. Chemical Factory. And we also have a little tissue in there that deals with the lymphatic system. It hydrolyzes lipids. What are we talking about? Liver, gallbladder. Across the street, what do we got? We got a little pancreas going on there. I'll bet you $100 you'll find trouble in all three of those organs. I can just tell you. I mean, looking at enough and looking at this, so you're in trouble for sure. But you got to back out of this. Cool yourself down. You know, this is all acidosis. You want to cool yourself down. You're 22. So my question is not, do you have kidney weakness, honey? How bad do you have it? Give me a latest blood work. You know, get a hold of someone or something in here, and let's take a look at that. Last night was really scary. Oh, let me see. Troubles breathing again, loss of appetite, burping, gas, and mucus in the back of my throat. Last night was really scary, and what triggered me to write you. I rode up from my sleep with a huge wave of nausea and tried walking to the bathroom. My jaw and my arm started to loose feeling, and when I made it to the bathroom, I fell from almost passing out. A 22-year-old. I knew I needed help, so I ran to my sister's room and I fell onto her bed from almost passing out again. My face was really sweaty and my pain in my stomach was all time. Well, you know, your stomach area is involved too. And what is your stomach solar plexus area? That's the brain of your autonomic nervous system. That's why you can't breathe. All that inflammation, all that acidosis in your stomach and solar plexus is shutting down your autonomic. Breathing, bowel moving, that's why you can't be constipated. Your autonomic's shutting down. And you've got your kidney and your adrenals are your neurotransmitters for that. So you really got to focus on your genetics and all this. And of course, yours is going to seek kidneys, adrenals. I don't know about anything else. I think I have symptoms of H. pylori. You know, side effect. You're inviting the world in, honey. You're setting yourself, your terrain up, and you have a sewage dump in you, and you're inviting the world in. They're just trying to kill those that are coming in, and it's just compromising your body so much more. So I want to go to the ER for a third time, but they will just give me some antibiotics and more radiation. Yeah, you got to stop. Get yourself slippery on marshmallow or stomach tea. Have us overnight it. Whatever you got to do, you got to do it. You want to cool yourself down. Get your applesauce with cinnamon in there. Real slow. Put a lot of chew power around here. Get your digestive enzymes in your mouth working, right? Because I don't know what condition your pancreas is in. But when your bowels are in that bad, your pancreas and your gallbladder and liver is coming right behind it. So we got to look at that. And you want to kill parasites, obviously. I just ordered both of your parasitic tinctures because I figured it couldn't hurt. Take the whole kit, honey. You can't afford to just take parasites because you're agglomerated. You're going to kill parasites and they have nowhere to get out of you. You want to open up the doors. Open up the doors. These cases drive me crazy. So they're all over the place. 22-year-old, poor people. I would greatly appreciate a response to this because right now I am dry fasting for 2 days. I don't know what to do after that. I don't know how to stop this. All right, so I'll get a hold of you. I'm going to stop this right now and try to get a hold of her. My family just thinks I should take the antibiotics. Yeah. I love good parents like that. Here, go ahead, honey. Even though you're in so much discomfort and pain, go ahead and keep following them until you die or you have to have severe surgeries or something like that. Oh, my God. Horrible. But I love you guys. And you know, it's a trip. This is a trip. You guys are working through your genetic weaknesses. You're working through your karma. You're working, all that's tied together. All your genetic, believe this or not, I mean, this is how it, I mean, they work this out. It's just amazing. So everything you're experiencing is for your embetterment. And if it's something you don't want, let it go. Let it go. But you have to learn how to eat. If you want to survive, you young people, if you want to learn how to survive this, you got to learn how to eat. You want to learn how to survive the vaccines? There's another lady just died, 47 years old, friend of mine, just died in her sleep of a heart attack, post-vaccine. So they're blood clotting people to death. So you just got to, you got to be smart, smart, smart. Keep yourself hydrated, keep yourself alkaline. Start getting your kidneys to filter. And I don't care what pain you're in, whatever, this is the system you got to work on. There's nothing else. This whole site is about the system that most people are having trouble with that no one knows about, except you guys. And that's the beauty of it. Look at this, 22 years old, just listen to that. And there's a lot worse, and a lot younger. So it's just, it's a mess. So have a coconut on me. I got a bunch of them. I'll have to pass them out here, and I got a bunch more at home. My God. This is going to be good. I'm excited. I want to get that cone out of there. That coconut cone. Anybody ever had that coconut cone? Oh. Nectar. Nirvana. All right. You guys be strong. Take care of yourself. Help others. Open that heart. And keep your eyes open at night. I might soar in there and take a wink at you. Love you guys. Come here, coconut. Come to daddy. Yeah, let's come on, baby. Oh, my God.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please visit his website, drmorris'herbalhealthclub.com, for more information. Also, if you have a question for Dr. Morris to respond on an upcoming Q&A on YouTube, please send email to questions@dmhhc.com. Come join us on other platforms, Instagram and Twitter at RobertMorseND. So until then, stay happy and come back soon.